Last year around this time, we introduced you to Emma Allen of The New Yorker, who has one of the most interesting beats in journalism. Emma covers the New York bar scene, and while that entails reviewing everything from barroom decor to bathroom cleanliness, it inevitably includes what's served up to drink, too. Last year, she introduced us to the best drink she'd had all year, the Sakura Martini, and we invited her back to our New York bureau to share with us the distilled spirit of the year 2016. Emma, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How was your year of bar hopping, elbow bending, and trenchant writing?
It was a fun one. I feel like certainly a year that required some stiff drinks, but you know, it's good when it's on the employer's dime.
The New Yorker subscribers appreciate that. Are there any notable trends in the New York bar scene you can tell us about before we get to your recommended drink?
Sure. There's a big rise of the aperitif and digestif, I think, in cocktails. It's not just your rail liquors anymore. You know, one of the drinks of the summer, certainly one of the drinks I drank a lot of the summer was the Aperol Spritz. And Fernet and Coke has become quite popular.
It's
Fernet Branca, which is a digestif, and you mix it with Coca-Cola and thereby hide the poisonous taste of digestif.
I see. Well, this does not describe the drink that you've recommended that was your, roughly speaking, your drink of the year. It's called The Painkiller. Tell us about it.
The Painkiller. That's like the punchline for 2016. The Painkiller, well, the one I wrote about is at this bar in Bushwick that's called the Johnsons, which is a sibling bar of a really dank, disgusting Lower East Side dive called Welcome to the Johnsons. But the Johnsons in Bushwick is the sort of cleaned up younger sibling. And they have a slushy machine there, sort of a la 7-Eleven, like a Slurpee cocktail. Mm-hmm. And they serve from this machine the Painkiller, which is a rum-based, coconut-flavored. It's got some pineapple in there, some orange. And during the day, it costs as little as $4.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, what an amazing coincidence, because we just happened to have in the studio this afternoon some rum, albeit not the brand that that you recommend, some pineapple juice, cream of coconut, orange juice, some nutmeg, cinnamon. It's all here.
Indeed a coincidence.
And so given that opportunity, we thought we would bring in our staff mixologist, Carol Klinger, who usually is our chief booker and finds all kinds of people. And that's Carol pouring some, is that the rum, Carol? And plenty of it, Haitian rum, into a mixer. Next comes pineapple juice.
I've got a paper cup of water. I feel like
you're joining
short
in
end
that.
Of the stick here.
Well, here comes some orange juice. Now we have a can of cream of coconut.
Mm. Yeah, this is certainly, it's like a tiki-like drink. It sort of has that pleasing sunblock taste.
Yes, actually, one of the glasses I see that's going to be filled up soon looks like it was bought at the gift shop on Easter Island. It's, you know, one of those Moai faces.
Yeah, legend has it this drink originates, I think, at the Soggy Dollar Bar, which is in the British Virgin Islands. Although, with these things, one never knows.
And now, it's time to blend.
Success?
It looks it, and now Carol is pouring the mixed drink into an enormous bowl with two straws in it. And now I'm being served, Emma Allen, your selected drink of the year. Carol has just placed a lei around my neck before I drink some of this. Ah, I feel no pain, whatever.
Lime and the coconut works every time.
Well, it's very fruity, and it's a rum drink, and it's cold, so it's a refreshing drink. I have to say that, you know, the color, after you have the pineapple and the orange and the rum, it's a dark rum that we have. It's not, from a presentation standpoint, it's not the most attractive liquid I've seen, Emma.
It's sort of a Band-Aid color, right?
Well, it wasn't the first thing that occurred to me, but that works, yes. It's kind of a Band-Aid color, or like a very smoky ale that we'd ordered. And since I'm feeling no pain, it must be effective. This is the painkiller.
Yeah, the color, the presentation matters less and less as you go on.
I see. That is the painkiller from Johnson's,
the
upscale,
yes.
Johnson's.
The upscale Johnson's with the clean bathrooms in Bushwick.
Let me say. Well, if there were no chance at a Bombay Sapphire Gin Martini, I could see ordering this drink.
Yeah, I wouldn't order a Bombay Sapphire Gin Martini at the Johnson's. He might get some looks.
Is that right? that's not in? Well, Emma, I hope you have a pain-free year.
Thanks.
It's Emma Allen of The New Yorker and our own master of the mixer, Carol Klinger.
You going to drink the whole fishbowl or?
No.